This episode is brought to you by our Hosting Handbook mini course. Whether you're already hosting guests on Airbnb or you're still trying to soak up as much knowledge as you can, this course is the ultimate cheat sheet.
It can transform your hosting from hobby to business. Get our coveted templates that include the welcome book, turnover handbook, and supply closet spreadsheet, and other great bonuses you don't want to miss.
Our hosting handbook is usually priced at $297, but for a very limited time, you can grab your seat for just $67. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/hosting handbook to get all the deets. Now, on to the show.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. All right. We got an STR Share Sunday. If you are new to the Thanks for Visiting podcast and you're wondering what that is, Annette, what the heck do we mean by STR Share Sunday? What if it's not Sunday? What does it mean?
STR, short-term rental, and Share Sunday, it's our hashtag, which believe it or not, is over 1,000...
It's almost approaching 2,000 posts,
like, which... Check them out.
If you go on Instagram, look at the tag. The feed is gorgeous.
Yeah, we just kind of got sucked into it for a while before we started recording. But so it's Short-Term Rental Share Sunday, and it is our mission here at Thanks for Visiting to help others share their space and live their dream, and let us help you by sharing your space. And today, we are highlighting a little Southern stay.
Oh, they are... The
two
cutest.
Good. Yeah.
Husband and wife, they've got two daughters, and the two daughters are their why, which we love that. If you're wondering what I mean by that, it's when things get really tough, you guys, when that guest leaves you all five-star reviews, except for like the overarching review is four stars. When you're, you know, if you're hosting for other people and the owners, whatever it is that's got you down.
People walk off with your plates and bowls.
Oh, don't get me started on that. That's for later on in the episode.
Jay and Kelly have their why, and it's their daughters.
Yeah,
and we love that they let us know that in their Instagram.
In their story.
Feed.
Yeah.
And we feel connected to them.
Yes.
Now.
Okay. Let's talk about why their short-term rental was selected for this week's shout out on the podcast. They are dialed in when it comes to hospitality. And I don't, you know, if you've listened to us for a while now, you know that Annette and I feel that hospitality has kind of been lost in the past, you know, 3 to 5 years of short-term rentals. And we are here to bring it back. Well, these two have hospitality dialed in. Annette, what are some special things guests can find in their home that are just little, but man, do they make a difference?
Well, one thing that I saw that I loved is they brought it back to them. They say they constantly forget things when they go on vacation. So they make sure to supply those little things. Sarah and I call it the forgot something basket, but they have, you know, a shaving kit. They have makeup wipes. They are ready for people that forget those little things. They have those items.
And they tell you they have them too in their listing.
Yep. And even things like an iron and ironing board, you gotta have these things for the guests. They did a really nice job of letting everyone know how clean and the extra precautions that they're taking, but then still highlighting how close they are to local attractions so people that can go and still enjoy those. I think their top places nearby were great, the way that they put the exact mileage to those. Mm-hmm. And I know... If I was going to stay at their house, I just know this right here. So I thought the top places nearby was a great thing for them to highlight there.
Yeah. So, you know, way to go, you guys. Thanks so much for using our hashtag on Instagram.
If you are listening and you want us to feature you on the podcast, go ahead and use that hashtag when you post on Instagram. And hey, you guys, go give A Little Southern Stay a follow on Instagram. Yep. Heart their listing on Airbnb. Kelly. See if they're on any other OTA. Do what you got to do to share that love.
Awesome. All right. Let's get on to the show.
All right. So Annette and I, we talk a lot about systems as it pertains to turning over your property and getting it ready for that next guest. Like that turnover process is key. It truly is the foundation of a thriving business with a heartbeat, right? Like if you're not ready for that next guest, if you don't have every nook and cranny dialed in, your guests are going to let you know, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and nothing's changed from that, but we haven't talked about this role that often. We wanted to bring it up today, and that is the role of the inspector. Now, for a lot of you listening, we have a wide variety of listeners. We've got people who are dreaming about becoming hosts listening
which
in.
We love that and
thank
encourage you.
Yeah. I love that you're getting educated. You're getting in on everything before you even, you know, pull the trigger. We've got some of you who are like, man, I had no idea. And you're like, you know, a month or two into your hosting journey and you're tuning in.
We have
in.
Those suffering from hosting fatigue. We feel you. It's
real. We feel
real.
You. It's there. It's real. Yeah. There's those of you who have hundreds of units and you're listening in. So, you know, this episode is still very relevant to all of you.
Mm-hmm.
But this role of the inspector, I think, unfortunately, we've overlooked it in our 80-some episodes. And so we wanted to highlight it today because it's a game changer. And there's so many ways to utilize this role. And we're going to talk about it all today. And then we're hoping to get your brain spinning. And so you can make it into your own thing in your own business, whatever that business is, even if it's just you, and how that can make your life different.
All right. But Sarah, what in the heck is an inspector? We've talked a lot about your turnover team.
Right.
Your reservation of specialists.
Right.
Your handy person.
Sure.
Which your photographer, and a lot of times in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Designer, those are all you.
Right. Most likely.
But the inspector is also you in the beginning too.
Sure. As it should be.
What, and always, honestly, at some point, right. Trust but verify. What exactly, I've got my turnover checklist. I've done all of that. What does the inspector do? Or what do I do as the inspector?
Yeah. And you know, this is something that I want to get dialed in as well. So this person is part of your turnover team. Anything that is involved in getting it ready from guest A to guest B is part of your turnover team. Here's what can happen. So I've just been invited. I'm a part of a few online hosting groups on Facebook and what have you. Well, I've just got invited to a few more. And honestly, listeners, the reason why Annette and I started the podcast is because we were trying to find a very positive educational place for us to come to and chat about our careers because guests are hard to please and we all know that. So anyway, I've got invited to these groups and I'm like getting back in them, just listening, seeing what people talk about, trying to bring you guys great content, whatever. And I'm noticing these conversations of all the weight that we put on our cleaning teams. We put a lot of weight on these people.
Especially now.
Well, so that's especially the thing. Now. I think like the cleaning team, their job has just gotten you guys so much more serious. They having to pay attention to so much more while wearing gloves and a mask. They can't shake sheets. They've got to swap out pillow set A for pillow set B. I mean,
and oh, by the way, they're... All of our lives have gotten a little bit more tricky. So the outside of their job, there's probably layers of their new life are all of ours.
Well, in my own business, I've stepped back and like, you know, I've looked at my cleaning team. How is our process going? What's going on? How do our reviews look? What's our, you know, what are our turnover times? And I've realized like, man, I'm asking them to do a lot. And like Annette loves that phrase, trust but verify. And so I'm bringing back the inspection, which is a different person with a fresh set of eyes to come in after the cleaning team has, you know, I've got a great cleaning team. They mm-hmm. put their heart and soul into what they do. And some of these houses are huge. Some of them are really small, which makes cleaning really tough. I've got these really fun downtown spaces where like we put that bed in between those two walls because it's in a prime location, right? So anyway, the inspector is a person who hasn't been on a cleaning job all day and their job is to look at those things that our guests all see, right? Like
the details.
The details.
That aren't really small details or important details. For example, Sarah, I know you want the pillows to be fluffed a certain way. You want, and this, I mean, everyone should be like this. They want a blanket to drape a certain way. We want coasters situated on a certain table. We want remote controls pointed
same place every time.
We want the welcome book fresh and right where the guests can see it. We want to make sure that Wi-Fi didn't get disconnected during the last person's stay or turned off. We want to, you know, actually, you know, again, double check everything in the refrigerator. Did something, did the cleaner have a soda pop and leave it in the refrigerator? You know, stuff like that happens.
Right. And, you know, we talked about, we have talked about in the past, like audits. You should have a monthly audit where either you or your inspector goes through and goes to the supply closet and she does the safety checks. And that still needs to happen. But I don't know about you guys, but I will not rest until all of my short-term rentals are the top-notch quality. And I know the way to do that is to ask my cleaners to do, they know where the remote control goes. They know where the welcome book goes. They know all the things. But if I truly want to be the cream of my crop in mm-hmm. my marketplace, I need one more layer. And listen, beginners, this is you right mm-hmm. now. And that's okay. Even if you are the cleaner and the inspector, but this is where I want you to start thinking about a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, is treat each job separately, even if it's you, so that when you are ready to insert someone else, or you're going on vacation for 2 weeks, or you're sick. You know, we have a product called the Hosting Handbook. It's an hour and a half online course. And we really dial in that whole, I call it the coma test. I heard that on a podcast. And it's like, what
Which
happens?
Which is terrible, but...
But it's not.
I know.
It's reality, right? Like, what happens if you do...
I don't like it.
...get sick? You know, do your rental suffer? Does that whole thing you built...
Sure.
Does it fall apart because you're not there to run it? So while you're doing the cleaning, you're doing the inspections, create a system and write it down for yourself and create yourself your own little handbook.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. For sure.
So that you can pass it on to anyone else to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to chat with listeners today too about, you know, my personal business right now where, you know, you got the properties where the property itself is so big and so elaborate that obviously like a one night stay is, I don't know, $1,800.
Yeah, give them an example.
Yeah, like $1,800 for a night stay. In our market, that's a pretty hefty.
Yeah, that's very high.
Nightly rate.
Yes.
I've got urban rentals too, where like our nightly rate can be as low as $80 plus a cleaning fee.
Sure, for a one bedroom.
So now I have it in my budget to do an inspection, obviously on my $1,800 a night property. And it's really tough. But here's the thing, in my urban rentals, we've got volume,
mm-hmm.
right? So we have a lot of little rentals to make up the same, you know, revenue as our big places. But that means, listeners, is that if you're listening in because you want to grow your business, you want to scale it, that's kind of how that can balance out. And you can layer on these extra points of verification for your product. That's what you have. You have a product, right? So if you're putting your product in the hands of a cleaning team who wants to make sure every hair is off that pillow, and you're also asking them to do like, you know, make sure that your mug handles are all pointing the same way. Like,
yeah.
If they're handling more than one or two properties, like it's time to figure out a system that can be more reasonable.
And that can be you or your hired inspector when they are done, just carving out obviously more time than you think you're going to need.
Yes.
But to do that room by room, second view. And so we talked about this, Sarah. We kind of have a list. It's like first things first. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's our, oh, snap. Do I have enough? If something's really wrong, like you said, the propane tanks are empty. Do I have enough time? Basically, do you have enough time to go to a store and get something and bring it back? That's kind of my, oh, snap moment of like, holy smokes, that last guest like went through all the creamers that I had for the next 4 months.
Yeah, holy smokes, the guest trashed the place.
Right. And there's like, just stuff that they need or your cleaner needs help. So
right.
We have that. First things first is anything that would delay a check-in
mm-hmm.
or
triage moment.
Or would their first, the guest's first impression would just be completely ruined. That's your like first things first list.
Right.
That stuff that like, do you have to make an extra trip to store, or is it you're calling your wingman,
right,
aka Annette, your your friend, your family member, you know, someone to help you with, you know, because it might be your cleaning team's like, this isn't even just inspector, but hey, like the drain is not draining like it was last week.
Right.
You know, there's stuff like that. But going to that first things first, you want to have that checklist of stuff that like is going to potentially need a little bit more time to, and truly it's just time to make sure you can make it right. And then Sarah, what's that next tier after the first things first that we're going to, after, during that inspection?
So that's the guts of the inspection, right? It's the okay, now we're going to go exterior, interior. And then the exterior, you're going to break it down, what, you know, depending on the property, fire pit, deck, grill, pool,
hot tub.
You know, it's all the exterior stuff. Yeah, like the parking pad, whatever. And then there's the interior, and you're going to break that down room by room. And then you might even break it down into like some sort of element of the space. Like maybe then separately, you'll check all those smoke detectors, you'll check all the fire extinguishers. You can never check the safety elements enough, I don't think. So, and maybe that's not how you roll, and you can organize this however you want. But if you lay out the inspection thing where like they can't finish until every box is checked, you know it's guest ready. And I'll tell you what, guys, my years working in the hotel, that's how these hotels dial it in, and they get, you know, the room looks the same every time. It smells the same way every time. There's that certain music playing on the TV every time because they have these systems dialed in, right? So,
and the thing too is this is where you can really dial it in is when you have that inspection checklist, time yourself. That way you know, okay, look, it takes, you know, it depending on the size of the property, it could take 20 minutes. It could take 2 hours. I know we just had a conversation with someone in the Austin area, and that is all she does for a vacation rental company, because these are huge homes that, you know, command a high nightly rate. And she spends a minimum of 2 hours, what I would like to call inspecting, or AKA zhuzhing the property. Wow. You know, the cleaners come in and do what they need to do, but she is, you know, making sure the towels are situated properly, making sure the soaps are in the correct direction, just doing, you know, a complete sweep through the entire house and like
final stage.
A minimum of 2 hours in the home. And that is after the cleaners and their turnover team has completed everything. And that just shows how much work is still to be done after the turnover team has left. And I think that that no matter what size your property is, there is still that final stage that needs to take place after the clean.
And here's another way you can utilize, you know, again, we'll say the inspector. This does not mean it has to be this like additional employee.
It could be you. Yeah.
Okay. So you have, you know, when you have back-to-backs, right? Or, you know, what we do. I don't know how you're running your business, but you might have someone checking out at 10 and someone checking in at 4. Or maybe you've opted to put 24, 72 hours. I don't care. No matter what you decide, if you have back-to-back, your cleaner comes, your inspector still comes, a guest checks in at 4 whenever they're ready, and it's good to go. But what happens when a guest turned over the minute a guest checks out? Because I do recommend doing that. That way you've touched the property, you've seen if anything's been broken right after they check out. You have time to do whatever if they've, you know, damaged anything. And also it's just good to touch your property when a stranger leaves. But if it sits vacant for 72 hours or 3 days or 4 days, to have that inspector come back, just fluff the pillows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like fluff the towels on the thing. And if you're thinking to yourself, ladies, you are crazy town, I just want you to think about those businesses out there that thrive because they pay attention to those details. I mean, just think about, you know, there are roles at grocery stores and hardware stores and whatever, like the merchandising role, right? Department stores. It's all psychology. It's all crazy dialed in. It's all purposeful. And that's the kind of short-term rental product I want to put out there. And it truly just is like another 20 minutes before a guest checks in at some point during that day, just go and freshen up the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the inspector, like if you do have a few days in between, you can have your turnover team one day and then have the inspector come early, like when checkout would be. And then that way someone touched it right before check-in the day of. And obviously depending on what season it is, you know, they might need to check on the air conditioner or the heat or again, Wi-Fi, just electricity.
Right. There's the inspector does those things. Yeah.
Time that can happen in between a guest and the next guest. There's a lot of stuff that there's elements out there that the house is living, breathing, or the property is.
So if you finally have hired a cleaner to come and do the cleaning aspect, listeners, and you are, checking their work. So you're the inspector right now.
Mm-hmm.
After you do it for, a few months, a year, while you're doing it for that time, write it down, document it, because you never know. I never thought, I don't know about you, Annette, but I never thought I would be managing other people's short-term rentals. But here's what happens. You end up killing it for yourself and people notice and then they ask you to do theirs. And you might find yourself being, a professional short-term rental manager in a year or two. And look at you. You wrote down your systems for your inspection. You wrote down your systems for your cleaning team. You are ready to go. Even if it's just your one rental too, right? Because then if you want to go, we're repeating ourselves here, but you want to go on vacation, you're sick, you plug and play. And that's just a smart business.
Or if you ever want to sell that property, it's a value add. And I think,
yes, girl,
hopefully going to have some guests on in the future that have purchased vacation rentals. So I'm hoping that's coming because I want to know, did they have their systems dialed in? And was that something that they could add in, as a value add when they sold the property?
Well, speaking of that, Annette, I have sold personally one property as an Airbnb, and I've staged properties that I knew were selling as Airbnbs. And I do a little faux pro forma that I'm selling, like we give the potential buyer to look at the numbers, what have you, and I make it look like a faux welcome book.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can open it up and you can also, you could do it one of two ways. You could do like, here's our cleaning checklist, here's our inspector checklist as a way to entice a buyer to buy the business. Or it could just be like, all the local recommendations of, or past reviews. I mean, this is a whole other topic right now.
Yes.
The more you treat it like a business, I guess, is the whole point of this. The more fun it is, the bigger you can think. Maybe you want to buy another property for yourself.
And I think something we didn't mention, if you are a vacation rental owner with a larger property that you have a property manager, you should ask.
Mm.
This should be a question in the interview process. Okay, I understand. Like, who does your cleanings? Who does the turnovers? Awesome, but who does a final inspection?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important thing to ask in an interview process. If you are going to hire a property manager or a cleaning team, you can ask, okay, cool. Because a lot of times the cleaning teams too will have a manager that sends out their team. So I think start adding that into your interview process if this is something that you hire out on all levels.
Actually, you bring up a good point in that too, because what the inspector can also do, and I don't mean this to be malicious or anything, but there are ways that this inspector can just make sure the cleaning team is staying on the up and up in terms of their thoroughness, right? So the inspector is there to freshen, to fluff, to do all those things, but they're checking also for cleanliness things. Like, is the same thing getting missed each and every time?
Well, I think it's healthy, but if you do have a turnover team, it's something that if they know that we all need our
we all work, need
we all need some accountability. Put it that way. And so I think you do have a higher level. I mean, everybody knows when your manager is gonna be around you that day.
Oh my gosh.
You act different.
I'm not gonna lie. If an owner tells me that like they're gonna be like either staying in the property or they're coming the next day, my heart sinks a little bit. I'm like, oh my gosh,
I can't wear a bun in my hair. I gotta like brush it.
I kind of like wear a heel.
I'm just joking. but no, seriously, I think because I've done that before where I would go a really long time because I just I just trusted and I should trust, but it's like you just gotta go in and check things. It's like you gotta hold yourself accountable for your business.
Someone told us this. And this isn't about stealing. This is about just doing what you're supposed to be doing. But they'll hide things in drawers.
Oh, yeah. No, there was this cleaning guy I heard in South Carolina. He would hide.
Mm-hmm. He's the manager of the cleaning team.
Yes. But he had 20 bedroom homes and stuff. But he would specifically hide things in the drawers. Like, but a lot of times it would be good. Like he would hide
$100.
And he would tell his cleaning teams like, hey, I hid something in that house. Like if you find it, it's yours.
Well, he wouldn't tell them. And if they did find it and they told him,
he would want to know. That's kind of, Yeah, I think he did it both ways. Of like, I hid money in a good way. Like, if you find it, it's yours. But it was like somewhere like, you got to be deep cleaning to find that money.
That's like, but like, that's one thing that like, we ask our teams to do, right? It's like, open every drawer. Mm-hmm. Number one, you want to make sure the guest didn't leave something valuable or embarrassing for your next guest to find.
But that, I will say, even like, I can completely admit to like, that's the type of stuff that I would, like when I was doing all the cleaning on my own, like opening every cabinet, opening every, you know, door. And it only takes a minute, but like I'm not, without fail, every time I would open a cabinet or a drawer, I would have to, there'd be something was...
Wipe it down or...
Something was off because listeners, we tell you this all the time. Guests are going to look in every closet.
Yes.
They are going to open every drawer. They are going to touch things that they might not ever use. We are curious humans. And guess what? I can't say that I do it for different reasons now because Sarah and I, when we stay places, like we want to see what's going on. but they will look.
Yeah.
And so just make sure that you're also looking. It doesn't take that long and it does get overlooked.
So I just want you all to look at your cleaning team a little differently. I want you to look at yourself a little differently, your business. If you're already using inspectors, amazing. Make sure systems are dialed in. They're still working. They don't need tweaked. And yeah, the inspector, it's a really fun job. If you are obsessed with details and it's almost like therapy or relaxing for you to like put a soap pump all facing the same way.
Without any gunk on it.
Like there's nothing better than that.
And this
is a job for you.
We say this all the time. What's so great is tell us a house that you can actually shut the door and leave and know that everything is legit in its place.
That's
a great
so
feeling.
Nice,
no, it is. Like, when do you ever do that? Like,
I just did it today.
But it's not everything, you know? So
no, I hear you.
But yeah, we just want to be here to... This is something, again, that was further down, like, our hosting journey that we found out. Because before it was just like... getting things organized. And it's like,
figure it out as you go. Well, that's what this podcast is about. It's like, okay, cool. Figure it out.
And up-leveling. You got to constantly be up-leveling. Yeah. And we all know right now, like, got to be on your A game, your A-plus game.
No, now's the time, listeners, that if you're still standing, if you're just getting started and you're standing, now's when the cream is going to rise to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And when short-term rental and travel starts picking up, it will. I don't know when it's going to be. But when it does, like you're going to be ready for it.
You're going to be positioned, to crush it. For sure.
I'll never forget that I met, sorry, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent, but I met this real estate agent and it was, we all know that, you know, the real estate market, right, took a hit in 2008. Well, this real estate agent, it was 2015 and he was new and young and he was just doing things with his marketing that no one else was doing. And he wasn't, like he was reinvesting everything back. And I think he even told me that his credit cards were kind of getting charged. I don't condone this, but he did this all, you know, while the market was still recovering a little bit, right? And so now when like it's crazy hot, number one, he's ready to like kill it. And then if and when the market settles again, he's already got this like amazing thing dialed in and it's not like him trying to find a new gimmicky thing to stand out. He's got this rock solid foundation that has always been a little above and beyond. So I guess I'm just trying to tell you, this is your opportunity now that things are slow. Don't sit there and feel sorry for yourself. If you're in this for the long haul, take this downtime, take this quiet time. If it is quiet for you, some of you vacation owners are killing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for you. But take this time to just dial in your systems and your product and all that kind of good stuff.
Sounds good.
Sorry, I was long-winded.
It's all good.
All right, listeners. Well, we'll be back at this next week. We've got some really cool episodes coming your way.
We have so many guests that I want to tell you, but I don't want to tell you because I want you to wait for it. Like I like message Sarah immediately when they turn in their information and book their slot.
Hey, and if you think you'd be a great guest, we're not opposed to pitches, but here's the thing. If you're going to write into us, let us know what your story is, what you think listeners would really find of value.
For sure.
Yeah, we can be reached at hi@thanksforvisiting.me.
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. But for now, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.